Outside the Meyerson Symphony Center in downtown Dallas, hordes of protesters marched up and down the street. They waved signs that read, "Exxon New, Arrest Exxon, and Save Our Earth." Others chanted into a megaphone. Amid mounting global pressure to combat climate change following the landmark Paris Agreement in December, these protesters say the largest publicly traded oil company in the world needs to provide answers about its stance on climate change. R.L. Miller is an environmental activist and chair of the California Democratic Party's Environmental Caucus. She said the company needs to be investigated for allegations that it purposefully misled investors about climate change risks. And she said its shareholders should invest elsewhere.
Divestment is a direct attack on the company's business model, and it is the only possible effective result in the face of a company whose business model is wrecking the planet.
Inside the shareholders meeting, it's clear climate change had the mic.
We're asking for a person with climate change expertise to be on the board.
Climate change is real. The desire of global governments to restrict warming to below 2 degrees is real.
Our company has chosen to disregard the consensus of the scientific community. As the world moves forward, ExxonMobil stands still.
That was Father Michael Crosby, Edward Mason, and Sister Patricia Daly. They're all company shareholders presenting proposals that would press ExxonMobil on climate change. One proposal would put a climate change expert on the board. Another called for the oil company to publish an annual report that examines the economic impacts of environmentally friendlier policies. But time after time,
against this proposal, the board recommends a vote against
CEO Rex Tillerson tried to block them. And he succeeded. One key proposal did pass. It would allow investors to have more influence over who gets put on the company's board. Tillerson said ExxonMobil takes climate change seriously, but doesn't see a world without oil and gas.
There is no alternative energy source known on the planet or available to us today to replace the pervasiveness of fossil fuels in our global economy and in our very quality of life, and I would go beyond that and say our very survival.
ExxonMobil's rejection of the climate proposals doesn't come as a surprise to many. Measures like these have floated around the company before, but haven't gotten anywhere. Shareholders and activists say, though, they're worried ExxonMobil isn't prepared to adapt to a world less reliant on fossil fuels. David Hawkins with the Natural Resources Defense Council said the company needs to consider alternative energy.
There's nothing magical about ExxonMobil as a company that says it has to define its business as fossil fuels and only fossil fuels. It has the opportunity to change, to open its eyes.
Some say if ExxonMobil does not evolve, it could have its Kodak moment. The oil company could go bankrupt and become obsolete, just as Kodak did when it failed to capitalize on the digital camera. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.